Yesterday on the broadcast, we were in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. I hope that you've been following with us in the scriptures. And we're talking about this matter of the building up of the spiritual house. And in that house that we've explained very, very carefully, he says, a holy priesthood, a holy priesthood. Now that's us. That's the born of, again, children of God. That's not some priest wrapped in a robe somewhere, sitting in a confessional booth or sitting on a pulpit or on a throne somewhere, telling all of his constituents what they're supposed to be doing and what they must do to get to heaven and that and the other. This is us. We are a spiritual priesthood. Now, I didn't say that. Peter said that. Now, you can take Peter's word for it, or you can take those who claim Peter was the first pope and that all the others have come from in direct line from Peter, and so they have the power. Well, frankly, I can't find that in my Bible. I find Peter saying that we are the spiritual house. We are the holy priesthood, and that we are to offer up spiritual sacrifices. Spiritual sacrifices. Now, I dealt a little bit with that yesterday. Now, let's go just a wee bit further. I said that every born-again child of God ought to be making, if he is a part of this priesthood, he ought to be making spiritual sacrifices. If he is not, then he is certainly failing in his responsibility to God as a part of this priesthood. Spiritual sacrifices. What does it cost you to live for God? Do you have to take criticism? That's a sacrifice. Do you take persecution because you take a stand for God? That's a sacrifice. Or on the other hand, are you willy-nillied and yellow-livered, as has been said, and weak and emaciated to the point that you never speak up for Christ? And whenever people do things that are contrary to the things of God, they never know that you take the other side. And when the crowd's laughing at dirty jokes, you laugh at them too. And they never know you're a Christian because you are not making any sacrifice. It would be a sacrifice for you to speak up and say, listen, I am a born-again child of God, and I don't appreciate hearing filthy, nasty, pornographic jokes or jokes about the Bible or jokes about God that are desecrating the thought of God. It costs you a sacrifice to do that because you're not going to be liked. When I was a young man, and first started into the ministry, I could correct people for cursing and they'd apologize and go on. If I tried correcting everybody for cursing around me, and I do when I get the opportunity, but when I try that, I don't get the same reaction I used to. Sometimes, under certain circumstances, you might get your face slapped or get a fist in your face. But are you willing to do that? Are you willing to make a sacrifice for God? And then, how about when you feel bad? I mean, you know, just normally feel bad, not when you've got the flu or not when you have some sort of a disease, but you just feel bad. You've worked hard all week, and then you worked all day Saturday in the yard or in some project at your home, and Sunday morning comes, and you're just so tired, you just can't get out of bed to go to church. You just say, oh, it's the only day I've got to rest, and I'm going to stay in church and rest. Now, you're not making any sacrifices for God. You're looking after yourself. You're not looking after doing something for God, sacrificing and offering up a spiritual sacrifice. If you offer up a spiritual sacrifice, you'll say, I don't care if I do feel bad. It doesn't matter if it does hurt. It doesn't matter if I am in pain. It doesn't matter if it is difficult for me to do. I'm going to get up and get myself and my family ready, and we're going to church where we can hear the Word of God, where we can fellowship with God's people, and we can grow in the grace and in the knowledge of God. Now, that would be acceptable to God, whereas you're just lying in the bed and spending your morning watching television, making out like you had a television pastor, and there is no such thing as a television pastor or a radio pastor either. There's no such thing. You can get some food from radio, some, very little. You can get some food from television, even less. But bless your heart, they are not your pastor. They are not your pastor. And they are not your shepherd. And you are failing to assemble yourselves together and disobeying God and refusing to go when you hurt. You're refusing to go when you don't feel like it. You're refusing to go when you have company. You're refusing to go when things don't set well. You're refusing to go whenever there's a little spat in the house, and I guess most all households have a little spat now and then after you get up. And then you say, well, I'm just not in the mood to go, so I don't go. Now, if you want to make a spiritual sacrifice, like the Bible says that the priesthood does, the holy priesthood does, then go on to church anyway and confess your sins and go to the altar if necessary and get the thing right. For these are acceptable to God. These things are acceptable to God. The other way is not acceptable to God. What does it cost you? Do you give more than your tithe? Do you give sometimes when you don't have it? I wonder, just for instance, have you ever borrowed anything to give to God? To give to God's missionary? To give to God's church? Have you ever borrowed anything? I don't mean loaning it to the church so the church can pay you back. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, have you ever borrowed anything and just gave it to the church? Borrowed money, gone down to the bank and said, I want to borrow $1,000. I want to give it to my church. Have you ever done that? Now, that would be a spiritual sacrifice. Now, everybody's not going to do that. We're not all the same size stones, but just the same. Have you ever made a spiritual sacrifice? I'm talking to some of you right now that you have been told that Christianity is comfortable. You have been told that Christianity doesn't cost you anything. Well, it doesn't to get it. But you've been told that it doesn't cost you anything to live for God. You've been told that it's a bed of roses. You've been told that you'll have prosperity if you just get saved. And every bit of that is a plain lie right straight out of the very pits of hell. If you are a born-again child of God, the Bible says you will suffer persecution. Now, God will bless you and help you, and God will give you more than you deserve, and many times, but He will never do so until you begin to make sacrifices for Him. Now, those sacrifices are not necessarily sending money to some preacher somewhere, but if the Holy Spirit speaks to your heart and you do it, then you make a sacrifice. Do you do without something? How many of you have ever done without Pepsis for a week in order to give more to church? Well, I'll have to close. My voice is bothering me and my time is gone. Be with me tomorrow and I'll try to be just as wound up as I am today.